Ansar Khan joins us now from MLive.com as we take a look back at the career that was of retired Nick Lidstrom in Detroit, and a man who has covered him for a long time is Ansar. And I guess, how surprised were you with the announcement? From afar, I was really surprised. I thought that he might come back for one more year. You're closer to it. How surprised were you?
Well, you know what? Actually, towards the end of the season and right after their first-round playoff loss to Nashville, I kind of thought that he might retire. And it's really the first time that I'd felt that way, even the last couple of years when he took his decision on whether to come back into June. I always was fairly certain that he would come back simply because he was healthy. I think he was motivated to get in 20 NHL seasons. And, of course, last year when he won the Norris Trophy for the seventh time, there was really no way that he was going to retire being at that level. But this year, I kind of sensed toward the end of the season, you know, he had the ankle injury, which turned out to be a hairline fracture. It took a lot longer than he thought to heal. He was frustrated by that. And then, the first-round loss to Nashville, losing five games, team didn't seem just the way the team seemed to be going, not as strong as they had been in the past. I thought maybe he would walk away this year, but then the longer it goes, you think, well, maybe he's in second thoughts. Maybe he will come back for another year. So I was kind of 50-50 right up until this week. When he made it official, and listening to his reasons, certainly you can appreciate and not surprising when he says that he just doesn't have the drive and the motivation to prepare how he needs to prepare to be at the level that he usually is, and he's not the kind of player that is going to come back, if he feels that his skills are going to be diminished. He just he has too much pride. He's played at such a great level that he doesn't want to come back and risk being just an average player. So not surprised. And after 20 years, he's finally hanging up.
Ansar Khan's with us from MLive.com in Detroit, taking a look back on the career that was for Nick Lidstrom. What about for you? I mean, you covered him for so many years. You saw him win Stanley Cups. Does any one memory or a few memories stick out as resounding ones for you in his career?
Boy, there's so many. It's such a great all-around player, so smooth, so steady, And then also just a terrific person off the ice, so humble and mild-mannered. I mean, his teammates call him, jokingly refer to him as the perfect human. One of the things that really kind of stand out to me about his career is just his remarkable durability. I was looking at a stat I researched a few days ago. I don't have it at the top of my head, but something like in his career, he only missed a total of 43 games out of a possible more than 1,800 regular season and playoff games that the Red Wings have played since Lidstrom came into the league. Just incredible that his ability to avoid injuries, aside from, the few bumps and bruises and minor injuries, that the hairline fracture that he had in his ankle, which cost him 11 games late in the season. That's the longest he's ever missed in his career, 11 games. And before that, the longest stretch he'd ever missed was 6 games. Just incredibly durable for a player who has logged upwards of 27, 28 minutes a game and always plays against the opposition's best players.
He won the 4 Stanley Cups, but only one as captain of the Red Wings. And before that 08 Stanley Cup, I know a lot of people wondered, would he ever lead the Red Wings as captain to a league championship? How important do you think it was for him to raise that 08 Stanley Cup as captain in Detroit?
I think it was very important because, in 2006, he was replacing a legend, a local legend here in Steve Yzerman. And, you know, a lot of people after the summer that Eisenman retired had questions about the wings and what direction they were going in, and a lot of leadership questions. I mean, who's going to be able to replace Eisenman? Is Lidstrom, you know, he's so mild-mannered and, you know, low-key. What kind of captain is he going to be? I think a lot of people from outside the organization probably wondered that. Inside the organization, there was never any doubt that Lidstrom would be a strong leader and a good captain, just because of his work ethic on and off the ice, and just the respect that he commands in the locker room. I mean, just it's universal. And I think it was important for him as kind of almost a validation to win one of his four cups as a captain. And it was also very special for him to be the first European captain to hoist the cup.
So many greats have worn the Red Wings uniform, from Gordie Howe to Steve Yzerman. Where does Lidstrom go down in Red Wings lore, though?
Well, I think there's no question. I think most people would agree that the three greatest Red Wings are Gordie Howe, Steve Yzerman, and Nicklas Lidstrom. I think a lot of the debate around here, I think probably league-wide, you would say, you know, as far as the top defenseman ever to play the game, Bobby Orr, certainly. Detroit, you know, they're certainly biased, but a lot of people think it's Lidstrom, but certainly he's in the conversation there as one of the best defensemen ever. But in terms of his Detroit legacy, there's no question he's right up there. He'll have his number five jersey retired, raised to the rafters next year. Certainly be a Hall of Fame inductee as soon as he's eligible the first time in 3 years. He's really held in a high esteem right up there with Gordie Howe and Steve Yzerman. And when you're able to do that, I mean, that shows what kind of special player that you are.
Hey, Ansar, appreciate taking some time out today. Thanks so much for looking back at the career that was for Nick Lidstrom.
You're welcome.